This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. India and European Union exchanged a historic free trade agreement, FTA. The deal was concluded following India-EU summit talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi, President of the European Council, Antonio Costa, and President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, in New Delhi yesterday. The trade pact, which has been described by both the sides as the mother of all trade deals, will open up the European markets for Indian labour-intensive goods, comprising textiles and footwear. At the same time, it will make imported European items cheaper in India by reducing duties, including luxury cars, wines and medicines. Besides, the India and European Union also exchanged several agreements in the fields of security, defence partnership, mobility, disaster risk management and green hydrogen. Addressing a joint press conference with two European leaders after the talks, the Prime Minister said, inking of the biggest free trade deal between India and the 27-nation European Union will deepen economic ties, create jobs, bolster global supply chains and strengthen the partnership between the two sides in a prosperous future.
आज भारत ने अपने इतिहास का अब तक का सबसे बड़ा फ्री ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट संपन्न किया है हमारे किसानों हमारे छोटे उद्योगों इसकी यूरोपियन मार्केट तक पहुंच आसान बनाएगा मैन्युफैक्चरिंग में नए अवसर पैदा करेगा और हमारे सर्विसेज सेक्टर के बीच सहयोग को और प्रबल करेगा.
The Prime Minister opined that India-EU ties will provide stability to the world order amid ongoing turmoil in global environment. In his statement, President of the European Council, Antonio Costa, said that summit has sent a clear message to the world that India and EU stand together as strategic and reliable partners at the time when global world is being reshaped. Speaking on the occasion, EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen said, India-European Union FTA will create jobs for millions of workers in India and Europe. Prime Minister Modi chaired the India-EU Business Forum along with EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen in Delhi yesterday. The forum brought together business leaders from both the sides. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, Indian investment in the EU has reached almost 40 billion euros. The Gem and Jewellery Export Promotion Council has welcomed the elimination of import duties on Indian gem and jewellery products under the India-EU Free Trade Agreement. With the removal of the current 2-4% duties on the precious jewellery, the deal is likely to unleash huge export potential with the 27-member EU bloc. Ministry of Textiles has said that the India-EU Free Trade Agreement is a transnational trade deal for the country's textile and apparel sector. The ministry said European Union is India's second largest export destination for textiles and apparel. It said the country's textile exports to the EU have shown positive growth in the last 5 years and are diversified across multiple value-added and labour-intensive segments. Ready-made garments form the largest component of exports to the EU, followed by cotton textiles, man-made fibre, handicrafts and carpets. The budget session of Parliament will begin today. The session will begin with the address of President Draupadi Murmu to the members of both the Houses of Parliament, Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha today. The economic survey will be tabled on Thursday and the budget will be presented on Sunday, 1st of February. The first phase of the budget session will be held from today till 13th of February. The second phase will take place from 9th March to 2nd April. There will be 30 sittings during the session. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh and Punjab today. The Met Department has also forecast dense fog over Delhi, Bihar, Haryana, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Punjab, Rajasthan and Uttar Pradesh for the day. The nominations for the 79th British Academy Film Awards BAFTAs 2026 have been announced yesterday. Paul Thomas Anderson's action thriller One Battle After Another leads a race with 14 nominations, including acting nods of 5 of its cast. Ryan Coogler's vampire epic Sinner secured 13 nominations, while closer Shakespearean family tragedy Hamlet have 11. And that is the end of this news bulletin.